ماشي. Well, glory. Wasn't that a blessing? Praise the Lord. I always love to hear testimonies about people getting saved and what Christ has done in their life and changed them. Man, I'll tell you, those people know how to make some mountain music, don't they? Man, ever give them another hand. I'll tell you, that was good. Boy, I'll tell you. Now, I hear that kind of music in about two different churches. I always hear it in West Virginia, you know, that foreign country. And boy, they know how to play over there, too. And then another church is Jubilee Baptist Church, and that's in Virginia. And I just had a few weeks ago a revival there, and boy, they were playing, picking, and grinning. I mean, it was good. But you fellas, you don't have to take a back seat to anyone. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep giving all the glory to the Lord like that you do. Because that's the reason we're here, to lift up and to praise His wonderful name. I'd like to start tonight with all of us just joining in unison in one psalm, Psalm 100. So would you turn to Psalm 100? Now, I know it's only five verses. Don't you get too excited, because I'm not going to preach on Psalm 100, all right? But we're going to do this and just praise the Lord, giving Him glory. You know, the Bible says it is a good thing to give praise to the Lord. And that's what we're going to do with this. Thank you. Now, you know, I noticed some of y'all didn't get with flying away. Now, I want to remind you, we're not in a funeral home tonight, amen? Amen. We in God's house tonight, amen? So we want to just open our hearts up in praise to the Lord. Psalm 100, would you join me in unison? Let's read it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with what? Singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. I love that part. His mercy is what? It's everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. And all God's people said, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You know, it's just something special when we can come and just give God all the praise and the honor and the glory. Now, I was right proud of y'all. Most of you, you'd memorized that, hadn't you? And you were able to just to say it. And that is good. That's a great song. But we serve a great God. And one thing that we cannot do, we cannot give Him enough praise and honor. Amen? Because without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we can do nothing. So I am glad that we could praise Him tonight. Don't you feel His presence in here tonight? You know what? I was telling my wife early this morning and calling her and she was about half asleep, but I was charged up. And I was just telling her, well, the Spirit of the Lord is so strong here. And how good God has been to Calvary Cross. God has blessed you folks. And how I remember what it looked like when I first came down here. The preacher, he said, I couldn't tell you before you came because you probably wouldn't come. But, oh, I'll tell you, I'll come running. And what a great, great church this is, how God is raising up and blessing. And you just feel the Spirit of God when you are here. Tonight I want to bring a message concerning angels. The Bible has a lot to say in His Word about angels. And I want to start tonight. Take your Bibles and let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Hebrews 12, beginning with verse 1. Helen, thank you again for the water. I'm glad that no one got the water. I was afraid tonight with all them up here, somebody may have got my... I saw that. Thank you. But in Hebrews chapter 1, let's look at this great, great book, because it tells so much about the future, and it tells us so much about what God is going to do, and it tells what we have right now. Do you realize most of us, we don't use a third of all that God wants us to have. He has given us everything that we need. Tonight, as we start out in Hebrews chapter 12, it's about winners. It's about champions. It's about those who have already gone over and crossed over. And then in chapter 11, it tells about these heroes of the faith. So let's look at verse 1. The Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness." Woo! Who is he talking about here? He's talking about the heroes of the faith. He's talking about in chapter 11. He's talking about those who have already won. They have finished their course, and they now are in heaven. And God is saying to us, there's a great cloud of witness. Now, I like what Dr. Jerry Vine said. Dr. Jerry Vine said, now, I hadn't been there and seen these people, but I know that it's just like God said that it was. It could be those who have given their life and laid down. But and Paul, he tells us, and some of you don't know that, but Paul wrote Hebrews 2, amen? And then what we see here is we see he's describing something. He's describing like somebody running a race, and there's a great crowd of witnesses in heaven, and they are watching the race. And you know what? I kind of believe that's what a lot in heaven that are doing right now. They are watching. God, I believe, lets a lot see what's going on down here. What's the purpose of it? To encourage us, to help us to run our race. They have run theirs, and now they are sending a message back to us. They're telling us, hey, it's all true. Wouldn't you just like tonight just to be able to take the Apostle Paul and say, Paul, come down here a minute. Tell us what you see up there. Tell us what's going on in heaven. And you know, I believe Paul said, well, you know, don't have that much time. It would take eternity to tell you, and you wouldn't understand it anyway. But I'll tell you what is going on. There's praise going on. There's singing going on. There's love. Woo! Somebody tell me, where's the longest day recorded in the Bible? It's no night up there. Amen? So it's always day up there. Think about that. Some of y'all, you better catch up on your sleep down here because it's just going to be daytime up there. Amen? Never a night. Never a night up there. Woo, think about it. How wonderful that is going to be. Some of you are not going to be able to sleep through the preaching up there. Oh, I see something else here. And he's telling us to lay aside every weight of the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. That word patience really in the Greek means endurance. Let us run a race with endurance that is set before. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Woo! Keep your eyes. This is what he is saying. In our race down here, in our life down here, keeping your eyes on Jesus. Don't get it on people. Don't get it on preachers. Don't get it on evangelists. Amen? Looking unto Jesus, he's the one that we need to keep our eyes on and run in a race for him. He's the one to receive all of the glory and praise. Oh, what a Savior. Turn with me if you would, and let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, I like this. Hebrews chapter 11. It tells about the champions. It tells about who he was talking about in chapter 12. The first one that I see here is old Abel. Abel's testimony. Look at verse 4. That's a powerful verse of Scripture. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet what? Speaketh. I love that verse of Scripture. You know what is he saying? He is saying, yet he's dead, but he's still speaking. He's still speaking. Do you realize how many of the old-timey preachers, they preached and preached, they're dead now, but they still speak. Amen? I think of Billy Graham. He is still speaking. People are still preaching some of his books and his word. I think of Dr. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, what a preacher. What a preacher, man. God that he was. And yet he's still preaching. He is still speaking. I'll tell you, he had a big influence on my life. Dr. Jerry Falwell, big influence on my life. We were raised up together in the same town. And I knew him and he knew me. Knew all of my children. And you know, he had a big influence. But I love to hear him preach. And you know, it's so many that are still speaking. Why? They're dead. Their bodies are dead. But their life continues to speak out the things of God. Amen? I don't know if y'all enjoying this or not. I'm enjoying preaching it. Amen? Is it all right to say amen in here? Woo! Glory. Think about it. And then I think of old Enoch. He's another one. Glory to God. Enoch walked with God. And it's recorded right here. And my question to us, are we walking with the Lord? Are we talking to him? Are we spending time talking and fellowshipping with our Lord? And then he goes on. He doesn't stop there. He talks about Noah. Noah built an ark by faith. Why? For the saving of his family. Very important. All the rest of them perished, but all of them got on the ark. The saving. He kept for 120 years. He kept building and working and preaching. And the day came, God said, get your family on the ark. And he did. And the Bible says God closed the door, sealed it up, and his whole family was saved. Oh, my friend, it's recorded. It's recorded in here. Some of you are saying, when are you going to get the angels? Just hang on, okay? I'm on the heroes of the faith right now. We're going to get there. We'll get there. But, oh, I see another one. I see Abraham. Oh, he's one of my favorites. Don't you love Abraham? God said, Abraham, pack up and get out of here. Going to leave your family. Oh, Abraham took off. Watch this. Looking for a city whose maker and builder was God. Woo! You know what? Abraham had a body, just like you and I. He served the same God that you and I are serving. Do you realize that? We have the same power on our life that Abraham had. He's still leading us today, friend. Abraham was saying, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'm looking for a city not made by man, but I'm looking for a city that's made by God. Woo! Man, if you can't say amen on that one, you're dead. Amen. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the city of God. We're looking for heaven. And praise God, it won't be long. We're going to be there. Just like old Abraham. I can't wait to see him and sit down and talk with him a little bit. And now, let's think about these are the heroes. All of them, God had it recorded to help our faith and to help, watch this, help us realize all that he's given us that we need in serving him. Take your Bibles and let's go back. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. You shouldn't have a hard time finding that. Are you there? Amen. Look at verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Look at verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Woo! Did you get a hold of that one? Do you realize? Listen, church, wake up. Do you realize tonight who's in this building? You can't see them. There's three of them sitting right over here, I believe. There's a whole row of them probably here. They are ministering spirits that God has sent down to who? To those who are going to be heirs of salvation. To those who are in the family of God. To those who are saved. Ministering spirits God has sent for us. Oh, me. I got to tell you something. About three or four weeks ago, granddaughter got married. And my wife and I, we were there. And after the marriage, and of course we had to stay for the meal. But after the meal, I told her, I said, you know, we better be getting out of here. 9 o'clock, I go to bed at 9:30. I said, we better be getting out of here. I got to preach three times tomorrow, and then I got a funeral today. So I said, you got to play the organ at your church, so we better get out of here. So here we are. We parked down all the way at the end of the parking lot. Now, when we got there, it was light. It wasn't any lights on at all. Now, I don't know if you know in the dark how people 82 years old walk. Here we go. I got her by the hand. No lights. We get down, and I feel there's two steps. Right there. So I told her, I said, you hold my hand. And here, now she's worse shape than I am. So here we get down to those steps, and I said, okay, here it is, two of them. Take your step down, take your step down. She took her step down, took my step down. I said, well, we got the steps behind us. Wrong. We go about three or four more feet, sliding our feet. All at once, I'd love to get a hold of that engineer that put that sidewalk in. All at once, both of us at the same time, we just are falling. We didn't hit the ground. God in help me, I believe as well as I'm standing here to preaching tonight, there were two angels that caught us. She didn't hit the ground. I didn't hit the ground. The first thing my wife said to me, she said, there had to be an angel. I know it was. Why? The Bible says they are ministering spirits. God has sent them to his children, to those in the family of God, to minister. What does minister mean? To protect, to guard, to watch after. Especially when you get in your 80s. Amen? Yes, amen. It's there. They are ministering spirits that God has sent to help us. Woo! You think that's good? Take your Bible and let's go back. Chapter 13, verse 1. Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 just warms you up for verse 2. Okay? Are you there? Okay. Let brotherly love continue. Now, look at verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels. How? Unaware. 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 Let me tell you, friend. There are multitudes of angels that God has sent to minister, to help us, to encourage us, to protect us. I don't think I've shared this story. Maybe I have. But it happened a few years ago. I had preached, and after I'd finished preaching, I told my wife, I said, I'm a little hungry. Let's go get something to eat. So in Lynchburg, anybody here ever been to LU University? Okay, yeah. Great school. I'll tell you, it's a good restaurant close to LU University. It's called Shakers. Now, there's not a lot of Shakers in there, but the food is real good, okay? So anyway, I remember it was a lady on the outside of Shakers. She had a suitcase. She was standing there. My wife walked up, and she said to her, said, are you waiting for someone? It was kind of getting kind of late. And I was going to park a car. So anyway, when I came back, my wife introduced her to me and said, she says she's going to Richmond. So I said, lady, I don't think you're going to catch a bus here, not this late. I'm sure that you're not. And she said, well, I really need to get to Richmond. I said, do you have a place to stay? She said, no. I said, have you eat? She said, no, I have not. I have not. Well, she said, I want to wait here just a little bit longer. I said, fine. We went in. I'll never forget. We got Dr. Jerry Falwell was in, and we talked a bit, and we got a sandwich, and we ate and left. And when I got there at the door, she's still there. I said, lady, you need a place to stay. My wife and I will take you to a motel. And I said, you can get food. And I said, what we'll do, I'll have my secretary tomorrow pick you up and take you to the bus terminal. She said, I would like that. She got in my car. She got in the back seat with her luggage. And while we were going to Howard Johnson's, I know we'll forget. I said, let me ask you, do you know Jesus as your Savior? The moment I said that, she started quoting Scripture, quoting Scripture, quoting Scripture. She said, oh, I do. I know him. And she made a comment. I didn't pick up on it that time. She said, I'll be seeing him soon. I thought she was talking about dying, you know. I'm saying to myself, don't die in my car, you know. Anyway, we get to Hal Johnson's, and I go in, and I said, this lady needs a room for one night. I'll pay for it. And I said, she needs a meal. Just get them to put, call the restaurant next door, and get them to put the bill on my card. I'll take care of it. She said, fine. So the next morning, I got my secretary to go down and pick her up, and she took her to the bus terminal. She came back. She came in my office. She said, I've never met anybody like her. I've never felt like this. said she knew the Bible. She talked about Jesus like that she knew all about him. She was talking about heaven. And when she got out of the car and got in the bus terminal, she said, "I'll see you again." Not here, and got out. She came back. My secretary, she said, "Preacher, I believe, I know she had to be an angel." I thought about that. We entertain angels sometimes unaware. We just don't know. But after it's over with, let me tell you what happened today. Woo! I tell you, I'm getting fired up. Let me tell you what happened today. This morning, I had my Bible, and I was just looking and going over scriptures that I'm going to be preaching, we'll be preaching on later. And I came to, I started thinking, how many angels did people in the Bible see? Well, gracious me, it's filled up with, in the Old Testament, good day, Abraham had three of them at one time, amen. Sarah did. Oh, me, David did. Elijah did. I mean, we can go on, David. We can go on and on and on with how many Old Testament people saw angels. Then I went, watch this one. Then I went to the New Testament. And I just had got to one and wrote it down. It was Mary. So I wrote Mary down. Mary was highly favored by God, the angel said. The angel appeared to Mary. And I'm just getting ready to write some more, and there was a knock on my door. So I went and opened the door, and it was this little lady. She said, "Can I come in and clean your room?" I said, "You'd be fine." I said, "I won't be bothering you. I'm preparing a message here. I'm studying." She smiled. She said, "Fine." She went ahead and started cleaning my room. She didn't say anything. And after a few minutes, I said to her, I said, "Do you know that you got a home in heaven?" And she said, "Oh, yes, I do." She said, "I got saved." She told me the city in North Carolina. She told me where she went to church. She told me about how good God had been to her. Has she loved the Lord? I mean, you could just tell she was just filled with Jesus. So I said to her, after I gave a little gift for cleaning my room, and I said, let me pray for her. She said, "Oh, I'd love that." So I had a prayer with her. And then she was finishing. She said, "I won't see you again." I'm saying, "Now, that's kind of strange." I said, "Okay." I said, it's been good meeting you. Enjoyed praying with you, fellowshipping with you. Fine. She gets to the door. And I said, "Hey, by the way, what is your name?" "Mary." Woo! What the hell, you? Woo! You know what, friend? You can say what you want to. You can believe what you want to. But I believe the book. And Bible says we entertain angels unaware. And the Bible tells us they are ministering saints sent by God to minister to those who are the hour of salvation, those who are saved and in God's family. Woo! I think so too. Man. Let me tell you, friend, God has given us everything that we need. We just don't use it. We don't. We are so afraid somebody's going to call us a fanatic. You call me anything you want to, because God's going to call me soon. Amen. I believe in angels. I believe the book. I believe everything that is written down in the book of God here. Amen. If God said it, that settles it. That's it. Woo! Man, I got to get another drink of water. Man. Woo! Helen, did you get this water out of West Virginia? Friend, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Whatever you need and whatever you're going through, you mark it down. He is there to help you. It may be sickness, may be cancer, may be a heartache, a heartbreak. Maybe family, maybe finances. I don't know what it is. We all go through many testing times in life. But I want you to know there's so much available that He wants you to have if you'll just by faith do exactly what these old Testament saints did. I close with one other story. God keeps bringing it to my mind. About angels. A few years ago, three men invited me to go to Petaluma Lake on a hunting trip. I don't think I've shared this. It happened a number of years ago. We got there, and all at once, now Petaluma Lake is in a national forest. It's nothing but just forest. This is a natural lake that Lynchburg gets its water system from. All the way, it travels 70 miles by gravity, and they used to have a wooden pipe and that the water traveled in. They got metal now. It's a place that I always love to go. It's a great place for fishing. It's a place just to get away with God and just enjoy the outdoors. How many of y'all enjoy the outdoors? The rest of you will. God's got a big forest up there. But it is going, we were there, and it got to snowing. I mean, it was just putting it down. And we got all lost. We had no earthly idea how to get back to the vehicle. And we got to saying, one of them said, well, why don't we build a big fire? We found out we didn't have any matches. How are we going to get? One of them said, let's shoot three times up in the air. We shot up three times in the air. Nothing happened. Nobody came. So the last thing we thought we would try, let's try prayer. We had a prayer meeting in the snow. Said, God, we lost. We need help. True story. We just had got up off our knees. And it was a dark skin, looked like more like an Indian. Didn't have a coat, didn't have a gun. Just had a small jacket on. He walked up. I was the smallest one already. That's the reason he looked at me and he said, you lost? I said, yes, we are. We parked at the lake. He said, I know where you park. I said, is there any way that you can show us and teach us and get us on the right road that we can go back? He said, yeah. He said, follow me. And we followed him probably for 30 minutes. We were so lost. We came to a little old fire trail road. He said, if you'll go down here, probably 3 or 4 minutes, your vehicle is parked on the right-hand side of the road. Here we take off. And I get as far as that wall back there, and I said, I didn't even thank him. And I turned around. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. Friend, let me tell you. He, whatever you'll need is tonight, if you'll trust him and have faith in him and believe him, wherever that you are, whatever you're going through tonight, if you will just have faith and trust him tonight, he has every resource that you need. If you're lost tonight, he can show you right back where Calvary is. He'll take you right there. Tonight, if you're lacking, just come to him by faith. And you will see he is a mighty God. You will see he has already got angels unaware just to do one thing, to minister to you and to help you and to meet whatever need that you have. Every head bowed, every eye closed. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask a question tonight. How many is here tonight? And you said, preacher, I have a need tonight. There is something that I can't fix, but I know God can. I have a need tonight. And I want to take that need and place it in the hand of the Lord tonight. Would you just lift your hand up for you? You got need. Yeah. Oh, keep them up. You got need there, got need there, need there, need there, need there, need over here. Need over here, one in the back, one all the way in the back, one in the right. Yes, yeah, yes. We got needs, amen? Now, I want you to do this. Do you believe God can take care of that need? If you do, hold that hand up. Now, if you don't believe he's able to, don't hold it up. But if you believe that he's able and can take care of that need tonight, I got mine up, and I know he is. Yeah, I've got something tonight. I got something in my family tonight. And I'm praying, and I know God's going to take care of that need. I believe it. I told him today. I know you can. I believe. And I believe he's already working on it right now. And you know what? Whatever that need is, if you really believe it, I want you to get up and come to an altar right now. Just get up and come. Come on. If you really, and if you don't believe it, don't come. But if you believe God is able to do that, I want you to come, and I want you to take that need at the altar tonight, and I want you to say, Lord, I can't, but I know you can, and I'm believing, I'm trusting by faith tonight that, dear God, you're going to meet this need. I'm going to share it with you. You know, Father, but you want me to know, and you want me by faith to share it and believe it that tonight you're going to hear this prayer. And God, you're going to meet that need. Now, with everyone kneeling, how many is here? And you say, preacher, my need is a family need. Slip your hand up. God see. Yes. Okay. Now, thank you. May take them down. How many is here tonight? It's a physical need that you've got. Would you just hold your hand up? You got a physical need. Yeah, I see that. God sees it. Now, how many here, and this is the last one, how many is here? You say, preacher, I got a financial need. I see that. God sees that. Yes. Now, I'm going to ask tonight, while we're praying, let me ask one other question. Is there one here tonight? And you'd be honest. You've already come this far. But you're going to be honest. And you say, God, I can't really say for sure. I know I got a home in heaven. But I want to know that right now. Would you slip your hand up? Anybody like that? I don't want to miss you. I don't see any hand here. Now, right now, whatever that need is, you've already acknowledged it. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm placing this need in your hand tonight. By faith, I'm trusting you. It's bigger than I am, but it's not too big for you. and by faith I lay it in your hands right now. I'm going to leave this altar believing, trusting you and you only. I want to thank you in advance for answering my prayer. Now let me ask another. Is there anyone here that you would say tonight, preacher, I have a need and I haven't acknowledged it, but right now I want to do what most of the people have done. I want to take this need that I have and place it in his hand tonight. God knows what it is. If you have that kind of need, would you just lift your hand up right now? Let me see. Anyone at all? Yes. 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 Let's take it to him right now. Father, pray this prayer out loud with me. My Father and my God, this night, I place this need in your hands. By faith, I'm believing and trusting you to take care of this need. I love you, and I want to thank you in advance for hearing and answering my prayer. I love you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. And all God's people say, amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We got to sing One Stand of Victory in Jesus. We just got to do it. I wouldn't sleep tonight if we didn't do that. Amen.